Hi, my name is Emily G. I'm from Arvada, Colorado, and this is my third season as a Denver Broncos cheerleader. What keeps me coming back to the Denver Broncos cheerleaders organization is really a few things. First and foremost, my teammates. I get to share every single game day, home game day, with 25 of my best friends, and what better deal is that? Not to mention the organization. I've lived in Broncos country my whole life, and it's truly an honor and a dream come true to be able to represent them on the field during game day. Yeah, so three calendar shoots under my belt. I would say the most uncomfortable was the first year. I've never done any sort of modeling before, so it's quite nerve-wracking. I'm more of the dancer on the team. But going into my third year, it was definitely my favorite just because it's a little Broncos themed. So I got to wear a Broncos swimsuit and also got to pose with a helmet. So it just had a little bit more of my style incorporated in it. Personally, I think the audition process gets harder every year. As a veteran, you know what you're going to miss out on, so you have to work even harder. And you know those girls coming into the audition brand new and bright-eyed are going to give it everything they have. So for me, it's definitely a challenge and definitely makes you step up every single year that you come back. The position I would play is running back. My favorite player is Terrell Davis, and I always wanted to be him. And in fact, I always thought, until I was age about 12 and realized that it wasn't going to happen, that I wanted to be a running back in the NFL. A Broncos experience that I'll never forget was the AFC Championship game. It was the most unbelievable feeling when jump came on. It was right about the 2-minute warning, and the fans went crazy. Every single person had their orange rally towel in the air and looking over my teammates and just wanting to cry knowing that we were going to Super Bowl. The best thing about Broncos fans is that they're diehard. They're there when the games are negative 17 degrees or when they're 100 degrees outside. They're always staying till the end and have full faith in our team.